over these last 15 years, we've come to a place where give, and then hope that when you have given, people will want to support you back. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at Isolde T on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Today, I want to talk about something that's going to be a little difficult for me to talk about personally because it's about reciprocity. And when we talk about reciprocity, we're usually going on and on about how people are going to naturally want to reciprocate what you've given them. But is that true? Is that actually true? And it's something for us to think about, right? People like Gary Vaynerchuk, and I name check him all the time on the show because he's so prevalent. People like Gary Vaynerchuk have said, just give everything away for free. Just give it. And over the last decade and a half or so, that's been the paradigm. Give it all away for free and, quite frankly, hope that people are going to naturally want to reciprocate and give to you when you ask for it. Gary Vaynerchuk even wrote a book on it, on this subject called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And he said, you know, he gives, and then he asks, and people naturally want to do that, want to give back to him. And I think that's great. I wonder, though, if that is partially the business he's in. I don't know, honestly, but the business he's in is marketing. So giving away his marketing strategies and tactics and all of that is pretty easy for him because each individual company he would work for, they would have to be custom tailored to that company. If you're selling vegan shoes, that's very different than if you're Pepsi Cola, right? So that's part of this whole thing is like, how much of that is what he's actually giving away? The other part of it is that he says it himself, that 98% of the people who hear him say what he says aren't going to do anything about it, right? If you hear it, if you hear the advice, if you hear the wisdom, if you hear the strategies and tactics and techniques and you don't use them, well, that's on you. So that kind of action is necessary if you're going to succeed in that way, or if you're going to succeed via the Gary Vaynerchuk model. But what if that's not what you want to do? So asking for that kind of help or support from your fans, your followers, your tribe becomes a slightly different thing if you're not following the paradigm of jab, 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 right hook. But I want to talk about reciprocity as far as people, the psychology behind it, if you will. Sometimes people will, or I should say some people will naturally go, oh, absolutely, I want to do for you because you've done for me. And that's a certain kind of person. And I am that kind of person. I feel guilty if I don't immediately reciprocate whatever it is someone has done for me. I feel like there's a debt to be paid there. That's the way I was brought up, et cetera, et cetera. There's some people who feel the same way. There are other people who go, oh, excellent. And I feel entitled to more. And I'm going to give you an example of this exact thing on a very micro level. And this is not a woe is me situation because this was a long time ago, obviously, and I've dealt with the issues that I had around what happened, but it's a really important aspect to micro reciprocation, right? If someone holds a door open for you and you hold the door open for them, the next door, boom, they've done for you, you've done for them. There's been a little micro reciprocation and you have gone on. But what about situations where someone is your friend? And the example I'm about to give you, this woman was my friend. And this is what happened. So my friend Jennifer, we'll call her, and I went to a march together, a women's rights march. In fact, it was a Take Back the Night march. And I am usually the person who goes, oh, you know what? I'm going to bring my backpack because I'm going to need a water bottle. I'm going to maybe need an umbrella and a jacket and a pack of snack or something. I will carry my stuff on my back with me. which is what I did for this March. And Jennifer also brought her, she brought a jacket, she brought an umbrella, she brought an extra water bottle. And we realized very quickly we weren't going to need our jackets or umbrellas. The sky cleared up. It was a beautiful night. And so we weren't going to need them. Oh, well. So I brought my stuff in my backpack, but I wasn't going to need it. And then Jennifer asked me if I would put her stuff, her jacket, her full water bottle, and her umbrella in my backpack. And I was like, sure. So I put it in my backpack and carried it for a good part of the march. And then I started realizing that it had gotten heavy. And so I said to her, hey, Jennifer, would you mind carrying the backpack for a little while? And here was her opportunity to reciprocate the fact that I had carried her stuff and go, absolutely, yes, let me take it on for a bit. But instead, this is what she did. Well, it's your backpack. And I went, huh? You know, I had brought my backpack and she had made use of it by asking me to carry her stuff in it. But in her mind, the reciprocity that she could have given me, the reciprocation that she could have given me, wasn't there. In her mind, I'd already brought a backpack and it was totally cool for me to carry her stuff. And she didn't have to or need to or want to reciprocate by carrying the stuff for a little while. Because in her mind, it was my backpack. So that meant that I should carry it. And it taught me a pretty valuable lesson. And that notion of, huh, she just carried my stuff for a couple of miles. Maybe I should do the same for her. Wasn't there. So she wasn't raised that way or she truly didn't believe. And, you know, and actually, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about that kind of micro reciprocation? Was it something that she could have done? Yes. Was it something that she perhaps ought to have done because someone had carried her stuff for her, but she didn't want to carry my backpack with my stuff in it, even though I had just carried her stuff. And that kind of micro reciprocation, it was an opportunity to do that and things would have been just fine. And when she said no, I said, okay, well, then I would like to lighten my backpack. Why don't you take your stuff back? And then she got very angry. She got extremely angry that I wanted her to take her stuff back, that I was not going to carry her stuff anymore. So that's an interesting moment in the psychology of reciprocation, right? How do you figure out a way to deal with that when the person that you have just done for doesn't want to reciprocate? They don't want to. And then when you say, okay, well, then I don't want to participate anymore, then they get angry and say, oh, I can't believe you're doing that. I just asked you for a favor and you wouldn't carry it for me anymore. Well, that's true. I wouldn't, because her stuff is what made my backpack too heavy. And that's why I needed a break, right? So when you're in doing any kind of relationships with anybody, you kind of need to suss that out to begin with. If you're willing and able is a key word here, to do for other people, whatever that is, if it's your professional stuff, if you're willing just to go, you know what, I'm just going to give it, like Gary Vaynerchuk says, and you never worry about the fact that, hey, I've just been emptying myself and I'm not getting anything back. If you're not worrying about that, if you're not concerned about that, that's cool. Then go and do. But if you are, then you have to know yourself well enough. Back in that Take Back the Night March, which was like 25, 26 years ago, I did not know myself well enough to go, you know what, I might need reciprocation here. And first of all, I didn't know that the backpack would become heavy enough for me to need for her to carry it. But I also didn't, I was much, much younger then, obviously, and I didn't understand that this was something that could become an issue. In my mind, I had carried for her, and if I needed her to carry for me, that would be something she would accept and we'd move on for the rest of the march. In her mind, she had divested herself of her stuff that someone else was carrying, and she owed me nothing. And that's another way of doing it. Again, I was raised very much so that if somebody does something for me, I immediately want to reciprocate. I want to pay them back. And the same thing goes with your business. If you are doing business, if you are doing work for or with people who are very interested in reciprocation, that's great. If you are working with people who are not so interested in reciprocating, you have to be prepared for that, because otherwise it will engender hurt feelings. It hurt my feelings when I was going through it. And the reason I'm talking about such a personal story is because I think it carries over. Over these last 15 years, we've come to a place where give, and then hope that when you have given, people will want to support you back. That seems to be the paradigm. And personally, I'm not so interested in that particular paradigm, because what that means to me is that people begin to take advantage, as far as I'm concerned, right? So I give and I give and I give and I give. I offer all sorts of stuff for free. And then when I say, well, if you want X, because I've given you Y, but if you want X, it's gonna cost this amount of money, they get very mad. Well, you've done this stuff before. Yeah, but it's not the same, right? So you have to have your own motivations and your own boundaries very clearly defined for charging people for reciprocation, as far as who is doing for you and who are you doing for. Because if there isn't any, if you support them but they don't support you, and conversely, if they support you but you don't support them, you need to really evaluate what that relationship is. And just because they act okay with you not reciprocating, if you are the not reciprocating person, does not mean that they actually are okay with you not reciprocating. You have to really be aware of that. If you want reciprocation, you're going to have to ask for it or negotiate for it before you start. Because afterwards, as is evidenced by my relationship with Jennifer, they're going to get mad or upset or feel entitled to what you have done without feeling the need to reciprocate in any way. That's a big deal. You need to understand that as you go through whatever kind of relationships you have. If you're willing to give and give and give and give without ever worrying about whether or not you get back, great. If what you really need is reciprocity, if what you need is a give and take in a relationship, I'm going to remind you about Adam Grant's givers and takers and matchers, right? He divides people into givers and takers. And some people naturally want to give, give, give. Some people are like, oh, excellent, I'm going to take, take, take. And what that means is often the givers get into relationships with takers. And it's not always personal relationships. Sometimes it's business relationships. Sometimes it's partnerships in a business. And he says, yeah, that's, you know, if what you are is a giver and you are good with that, that's terrific. Let's do that. If what you are is someone who needs reciprocity, then you are a matcher. You give, but then you expect what you've given to be matched back. To me, that is not only a valid way of looking at things, but a really good way of looking at things. Because otherwise, you could have really imbalanced or unbalanced relationships, inequitable relationships, and you want to be sure that unless you're okay with that, that you do something about it. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode, Into the Psychology of Reciprocation. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you, this show is brought to you by Brain FM and Canva and Gloria Chow. And I'm going to put the links to all of that into the show notes. There are all sorts of goodies for you if you do that. And also, if you want to support the show, if you want to reciprocate for some of the hopeful value that I've given you, I would love it if you'd buy me a metaphoric cup of coffee at buymeacoffee.com/IsoldeT. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.